You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Next up, we're going to take a call from Garrett in Virginia, who seems to be having chimney issues. Garrett, what's going on?
Well, I bought this old house. It's 1928, and decided I was going to try to fix it up a little bit. And the previous owner had worked on the outside and didn't do much of the inside. And I noticed there's some cracks in the ceiling where the wall meets the ceiling, and the floor is lower in the center. And it all seems to be around where the chimney is, because that's right in the center of the house. So where all the walls meet at that point, it's sinking.
Is it on a basement?
No.
On a crawl space?
Yes, it's a crawl space.
Okay, so it is a wood-framed floor then. Because where the chimney comes through, there's going to be some framing that takes the flooring around that. And that's probably the reason that the floor is sinking in the area of the chimney. And walls that are resting on that floor would move accordingly. Now, you know, cracks in walls and old plaster walls, and especially at the joint between the ceiling and the wall, is really pretty much no big deal unless the plaster really gets loose, because it can be kind of heavy and fall off and hit somebody. But just a little bit of sag in that area doesn't necessarily trouble me that much from a structural perspective, especially in an older house. You will often find homes in older homes where the floors will sag around stairwells and staircases and chimney areas.
That's exactly what this was doing, because the top of the stair, that wall is sinking as well. So that causes the whole stairs to be slightly skewed.
Yeah, exactly, because the side of the stairs that's attached to the wall usually stays high, and the rest of it drops. And some of that is settlement, and some of that is shrinkage of the old wood framing too. But, you know, that's really the personality showing through in the old house. It's the charm, as we always say.
Yeah, but Tom, does it ever get to a point where it becomes a major problem? And what are the signs to look for?
Well, it could possibly become a major problem because of one reason, gravity. So sometimes it can get so bad where it can become unsafe. But that's very, very unusual. If you are concerned about it and you perceive looking at this that it's, dramatically sagging, and you're perceiving maybe some bounce in the floor, things of this nature, you really ought to have it professionally inspected. And not by a contractor, but by a professional home inspector who doesn't necessarily have anything to provide you but good advice. You know, it's going to cost you a couple $100 to have a pro come out and look at it. But, you know, there could be other reasons it's sagging. It could be damaged by termites. You know, termites cause $5 billion in damage a year in this country. And things like that could be only picked up by a pro.
I did have an extensive termite inspection done on the house. And also, the previous owner had drywalled around the fireplace. I didn't even know this house had a fireplace until I got up in the attic and saw the chimney. And I said, wait a minute.
So he sealed off the fireplace with drywall? Well, there might be a reason for that. And the reason might be that the chimney is not safe for wood burning. You know, old homes very often had brick chimneys.
It might not be coated.
Well, not lined. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
If the chimney is not lined, you can't use it for brick combustion. It needs to be lined. The closest that you could probably come to that is if you had a metal liner installed, you might be able to use it as a gas fireplace. But again, it has to be lined.
Would it do any good for me to just remove it all the way down to the floor?
Only if you are looking for a big building block job to do for a while. You know, it's not sitting on the floor. I'm sure it's going down to the foundation.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So
it might be easier to jack that part of the house after the chimney's gone.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I'm glad you asked that question, because many people will try to push a floor back up to where it was. But you got to remember, I mean, you said, what'd you say, the house was 1928? So you got, 75 or so years here of that sagging of that house. Now, you come along here and try to pick it back up again, it's not going to be too cooperative. And what could possibly happen is you could stretch wires and cause them to short out. You could put stress on your plumbing system, cause pipes to break. It's generally not a good idea to try to push a house back up after it's sagged all those years.
You mentioned wiring. Mm-hmm. When I was calling to get this house insured, they asked me if I had knob and tube wiring, which I saw one time in an old house.
Right.
This house has a modern breaker panel, and a couple of outlets that I pulled out had Romex. But as we were redoing the bathroom, we took the ceiling down, and there's knob and tube wiring in the attic.
But are you sure it's still connected and it hasn't been disconnected and it's just still in there?
I'm looking at it right now. I'm standing up there, and they've got Romex connected.
That's very common, and it's a common mistake to think when you see a new electrical panel that the knob and tube wiring has been eliminated. But what happens is electricians will tie back in and out of it, and that's a very dangerous thing to do, and here's why. Knob and tube wiring that's running through your ceiling under your attic probably has insulation around it. Insulation basically defeats the safety system, if it can be called a safety feature, of knob and tube wiring, and that is that it has to be air-cooled. So if you insulate around it, it's no longer air-cooled, it can short out. Secondly, knob and tube wiring is not grounded, so if anything connects with that circuit that needs a ground, you're going to become that ground. If you plug something in, it's got a short, you're going to get the total brunt of the shock. And the wiring itself is rubber-coated, and the rubber tends to dry out and fall off. So every opportunity you get when you open up something and you find knob and tube wiring, it should be eliminated if possible and replaced with modern wiring for safety reasons.
Well, good. Looks like I have some projects I need to take care of.
Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.